You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger. Busy, busy show tonight, full of really great guests again. Joining us on the Rocket Headers Hotline. If you want to email us a question, tj@tjslideways.com. Also on Facebook, the tjslideways.com fan page while you're right there. Go ahead and like us, and at tjslideways on Twitter. We're going to kick things right off the bat with our 2010 Lima Land Motorsports Park champion, J.R. Stewart, joining us on the line. And we had to get J.R. in early because he has a baby coming any day, and we didn't want to keep him waiting. So congratulations on the championship and on impending fatherhood.
Hey, thanks, TJ. Appreciate you having me on tonight, man.
Well, once again, you and Ron Hammond's team managed to win a championship this year at Lima Land Motorsports Park, and I know for Ron's team that's really important with his business interests and stuff there, but also it's one of his big goals every year is to win that Lima Land championship.
Yeah, it's very important to Ron and all of us, TJ, really. I'm just so proud of this race team. We've been together with Ron 3 years now, and I mean, these guys that work on the car just haven't missed a beat, and we've been very fortunate to win championship every year we've been with Ron, so I'm just real proud of these guys.
And that's a really neat streak you have going with them. How did you get hooked up with Hammonds for that ride?
Actually, I think Mike Dussel had a lot to do with it, which was very cool, because this year is the first year we were actually teammates driving for Ron. But Mike, I think, is very instrumental in talking to Ron and talking him into giving me a shot. I drove for Ron one time in 2008, and I knew it was kind of an audition at the time. We went out and did real good in our heat race, but then actually got lapped in E-Main. So I knew right then I was done. There's no way he's going to call me again. And lo and behold, that winter, just out of the blue, one night he called me at work and just kind of went from there.
And, of course, now you'd mentioned you've won a championship every year. It's just the caliber of equipment that team has. But what comes with that, you usually have some all-star teammates, too. What have you learned from the different teammates you've had on Ron's team?
Well, I've been very fortunate to have Dale Blaney race with us quite a few times, and he's helped me a bunch, at Eldora especially, because I struggled there a lot. But he's helped me a lot with that. We've had Chad Kevinall as a teammate, and, of course, Mike Dussel. I've raced with Mike for a long time as a competitor, but not as a teammate. And this year we actually brought along his brother Craig as crew chief on both cars. And I learned a bunch from that guy. He knows a lot about race cars and is very patient. He's a very good coach as well as far as driving. It was a pleasure driving for him this year too.
And you mentioned that this was the Mike coming back this year to the team. How was that dynamic being his teammate versus a competitor?
A lot of it was the same. We were good friends as a competitor, and we always went down and talked to each other about setups and that kind of stuff. But to have him, you know, in the pits right beside us and to be able to talk to him one-on-one about things I was really struggling with and have him, Mike's very open. He won't hide anything. You know, he's very helpful as far as driving styles. And there's some different stuff I struggled with at Lineman this year. I was getting beat a lot at the beginning of the year. And was able to just sit down with Mike and kind of talk to him about what I was doing. And he'd point out things I was doing wrong and things I was doing right. And we'd talk to his brother Craig about it. And that helped me so much, TJ, being able to get back on the ball and getting where we needed to be this year.
Jay, are there any good pranks this year? Your team notorious.
Any good pranks?
Not
really. This year was pretty quiet. I mean, we've been known to do some pretty good ones, but this year was kind of a little different for us. Retain wasn't with us this year, and he's always kind of ahead of the pranks going on. So, you know, I had some good opportunities, but we just didn't do it. I know we've had some good ones. We've actually hidden Dustin Daggett's race car from him. And
I think that might be one of the best ones ever. I remember that one.
And he came up to his pits, and we'd actually put his car in front of another guy's hauler. So that was one of the good ones. We'd taken as far as the teammate of Dussel, we went. We were at Wayne County Speedway one night and took the wing off of his car and put it on top of our trailer, which we're pitted in complete opposite ends of the pits, and it was about race time. And, they come back to the car, they get things ready, and of course he's missing a wing. And I can't tell you all the stuff we've done to him, but it's had fun over the years, definitely.
Yeah, that's one aspect of this. Is it still just as much fun as when you started?
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, one thing driving for Ron, you'd think there'd be a lot of pressure involved with him, but there's really not. The only thing he's ever told me to do is go out and just have fun. He just doesn't care. As long as we're having a good time, then we've done our job. So it's a pretty good situation to be in, really.
And in the past, you've been you've kind of traveled around the globe. You guys have globetrotted quite a bit over to the East Coast and stuff. With Ron's deal, you've kind of stayed around the Lima area a bit more. Do you miss the travel? And what did you learn from traveling to all those different places?
As far as if I miss it or not, yes and no. We probably had the most fun just traveling to, we'd run Lima on a Friday night. We'd be in New York on Saturday. We'd go up and race Passat or go to Pennsylvania and run some 410 shows. We just never really had a plan, and that part was awesome. I will tell you, though, racing with Ron being close to home, it's kind of nice to sleep in your own bed at night after the races. So that part's cool, but I think racing all these different tracks and seeing places that we've never been helped me more as a driver than anything. So I can go somewhere that I don't know about at all. So you don't get caught in that rut of racing in the same week, the same place every week. And you're just kind of more open to track conditions and stuff. And that's helped me a bunch. And I have talked to Ron about traveling, trying to get out of Ohio a little bit and going up to Michigan and race. And to look back, TJ, the two times I've talked him into going to Michigan, I've crashed the thing. But he's kind of open to letting me do that anymore.
Yeah, that'll kind of do it for you and do you in that part, I guess. I never really thought about it that way. But going back to the Lima Land area, Lima, beautiful facility. You get to race at every week. They're owned by the university. How much has that program over there changed since the university bought the racetrack compared to, like, before they had it? I know you raced there quite a bit in the infancy of your career before the university had it. Now that the university's had it for a decade, what do you think has been the biggest change in that whole changeover?
It's hard to put a finger on the biggest one. I started racing there, the last five races was 96. I think they bought it in 97 or 98, something like that. But every year it gets better, TJ. It's, to say one thing would be impossible. That has got to be in all the travels that I have done, which I'm not, I haven't done a lot, but I've been pretty fortunate to get around to a lot of racetracks, and it is by far the nicest facility I've ever been to. They improve that place every year. I guess the biggest improvement recently is bringing Gene Frankert on to prepare the racetrack for him, and he's done an outstanding job. I think every night this year, or close to every night, I should say, I want to be realistic, but there's been three groups of racing. The track's been smooth. It hasn't been rutted up. And you can run, you know, it used to be in the past it'd get real slick by the end of the race, and it hasn't really done that. And you can still run in wide open the last five laps as well as the first five, you know. So Gene's just done a great job there.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And one other thing about the Lima Land program, a lot of people might bypass the weekly show there, like an NRA race or weekly show, but it's an excellent it's an excellent program. I love taking in weekly shows at Lima Land. If you had to tell someone listening out there, try to convince them why they should go to a Lima Land show, why? What would you say to them?
Well, you got to go to one, I guess, to see it first. But the one thing about Lima Land, I will say, there is an honest 12 to possibly 15 cars that can win every single night that you go there. And I don't know of any other group or anywhere else you can actually say that. There's always 5 to 7, maybe 8 or 9 guys that can win every night. But Lima Land is so tight, the competition level is so tough. There's an honest 12 to 15 guys that can do it every single night. And that makes for, I mean, you've got to drive so hard every single lap there, or you're going to get passed. You got guys like Butch, you know, Jeff Williams, Mike Dessel. There's so many good guys that race at Lima Land week to week. You got to be on your game there.
And Jeff from Michigan going back-to-back on the inbox has a question for JR. Have you and Ron talked about 2011 yet?
Not a lot, really. We don't really know what we're doing. Ron's not sure what he's going to do, talk about selling, to be quite honest, but he has talked about that every year that I've drove for him. I don't know if it's just me or what it is. But anyways, we talked a little bit at the banquet last weekend, and he just doesn't know. If funding comes along, which we're working on, and I've got some deals personally I'm working on to bring along to the team, if he had his dreams, he's going to run two teams with myself and Mike Dussel again. I think that's about as much fun he's had in racing. But nothing, I mean, I shouldn't have probably even said that, because nothing's etched in stone. By no means do we have it right for next year yet.
So, still undecided. But, Jerry, I'm sure you have some people to thank that made this year possible for you, too.
Oh, definitely. You know, obviously, Ron Hammonds. You know, we've got a lot of great sponsors on that race car. Steve Austin's Auto Group, Jacob's Auto Repair, Alan Davis Insurance. I could probably read for about 15, 20 minutes all the great sponsors we have. You know, Bob Hampshire with the motor program he's put together for us is outstanding. But, you know, I really have to thank is Craig Dussel, Mike Dussel, the whole Dussel family for the work that they've done to help me get the ride, and then the work they did this year keeping us fast. Guys like Zach Swisher, Don Vanderheel, these guys have been racing with me for a long time now. Anybody that's in this game knows you can't do it by yourself. And the guys that are successful at it, it's the drivers probably, I don't want to say the least important, but I kind of feel that way with this team, because all the people behind me do all the work, and they're the ones that make it successful.
And that is a very smart race car driver. Well, don't lose too much sleep in the next 2 months. Try to get what you can, and congratulations on everything. Enjoy that baby coming along, man.
Oh, we are so excited about it, TJ. My wife and I just can't wait for that day to come and get to meet this little girl, but we're just kind of waiting right now, and she'll come along when she's ready.
Exactly. So you keep waiting. Have a good evening.
All right, man. Thank you.
That is J.R. Stewart joining us on the Rocket Harris Hotline. One of the real nice guys in the NRA circuits. He's of interest of our listening audience as well. Probably, if you're listening to the show, more than likely you've run across J.R. Stewart in your travels of racing, and he's been a great friend of ours for years, and him and Brynn having the baby girl here pretty soon. Talked to Brynn earlier today, and I think she's ready. So it seems like we've gone baby crazy here lately, so we're going to need sprint car daycare around here pretty soon. So great way to kick off the show. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the latest dirt. MTS champion Steve Irwin and USAC Silver Crown champion Levi Jones all on the docket for tonight's show. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesonthewebcom.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartz.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
season might be winding down, but we have another fast-paced show here on tonight's Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. We kicked off the show with J.R. Stewart. Of course, if you missed that interview, you can always catch the show via podcast. It's available on mobile podcasts for download on demand on tjsideways.com and also available by subscription on iTunes. So you can put us on your iPod, and if you're working out or going for a walk or just driving in the car, maybe just hanging out at home, you can listen to the show whenever you feel like it. And that's one of the things we love about doing this is you can take us anywhere, to the races, to the mall, wherever you want to go. So with that in mind, it's time for
the latest dirt.
Some of the big news from last week, Jerry Coons Jr. taking the emotional feature win over at the Toledo Speedway at the USAC Silver Crown Series on Saturday afternoon. And afterwards, Coons, along with his RW Motorsports team, pushed his teammate Shane Neal's car into victory lane to have a photo op with him, and thought that was a nice touch. But the big news, the championship coming down to the final corner, Levi Jones finishing seventh. He's going to be on a little bit later, finishing ahead of Bud Kading and taking his first Silver Crown Series championship. Levi is also leading the USAC National Sprint Car Series points, so probably a little bit of TJ Slideway's karma going on. Maybe he's trying to pick up on that. Because we had Jerry Coons Jr. on last week, goes out, wins the Silver Crown race. A pretty good deal. In World of Outlaws action, Craig Delansky won another Tri-State Speedway thrower over Joey Saldana. Always a good show over there. Tommy Helfrich, just a little quarter-mile oval. And then the ASTS Lucas Oil Series. Familiar face the first night over at Devil's Boulder in the Winter Nationals victory lane. Jason Johnson picking up the win. But Saturday, Jack Dover scoring the big victory in the Winter Nationals. And after the injuries he sustained in that horrific-looking crash in Sprint Bandit competition at I-80 Speedway earlier this year, kind of a nice touch to see him in victory lane. And Chris Pearley won again. Shocker. Over at Thompson International Speedway during the World Series. And win another ISMA feature. Even though he's a part-timer now, he's still the guy to beat in that deal. And, you know, it's the end of the season when we start talking about Australia stuff. And over at Sydney Speedway, formerly Parramatta Speedway, Tire Power Sydney Speedway, Mitchell Dumsney took home the victory. Of course, Mitchell was a rookie this year at the Knoxville Nationals. And it's a little bit of interest, so we thought we'd throw that in there. So that is
the latest dirt.
And that's what we have going on in the racing world. I was supposed to go to Kokomo Speedway. This show kind of came together late. We were going to have Kokomo interviews, and I was on my way and got called back for some family things that were going on. Nothing major. Everyone's okay. But didn't make it out to Kokomo, so I apologize to all the people over there at Kokomo Speedway. And we missed a great sprint car race at Scotty Weir. Won by 1/1000th of a second. So it's amazing of the timing and scoring system. I guess it was an amazing show. Mudclaw Bob was over there and just raved about the great program over there Friday night. Pits were jammed both nights at the Kokomo Clash, and I was really glad to see that. And look forward to getting out there quite a bit more in 2011. It's close proximity to Grand Rapids in my work situation. It's worked out a little bit better to get over there on a Sunday early evening show and still make it home in time for plenty of rest and relaxation. So that is the latest dirt, and we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have MTS Sprint Car Champion Steve Irwin. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Keeping the show moving on here on RacesOnTheWeb.com, my next guest is the two-time champion of the Michigan Traditional Sprint Car Series this year, also the Ohio-Michigan shootout winner in that series. Welcome Steve Irwin to the show. Steve, good to have you on tonight.
Good, yeah. Three-time champion.
Three-time, that's right. I missed one.
07, 09, and this year.
Ah, I missed that one, so sorry about that. Yeah, you know, last minute research during lunch today, so... But, Steve, congratulations on the third title. But this year was quite a bit different. You went back to doing your own deal this year, and you focused entirely on non-wing sprint car racing. That's the first time you've done that. What prompted you to do this the way you did, focusing just on the non-wing racing, and how did things turn out for you overall?
Well, my wife, I've had a ride since 06 through 09, and the goal was to go 410 racing, driving for that guy, and it just never came up. And nothing against racing in Michigan, but I've always tried to move on and go to Ohio or go to Indiana and do something. And we just kind of started putting our own team together in 09, and me and my wife, and we decided to do the non-wing thing. We thought we were a little bit better towards that type of racing than we were with the wing stuff, and until. And the wing stuff, like All-Stars and Fremont Attic, has a little bit more money to do that. So that's why we decided to do the non-wing side of things. And I just enjoy it, and that's what we decided to do.
And you took that on this year, and you not only did the dirt, but you also ventured over to the pavement over at the Spartan Speedway quite a bit. You know, what prompted you to not only do the dirt, but venture over to Spartan on a few Friday nights?
Well, to be totally honest, we went over there just because it's only 40 minutes from the house. And the bad thing about doing non-wing racing, the only bad thing I've seen in it is that it's so far away for us that it was a lot of overhead and a lot of stuff. So I said, well, you know, they pay an awful lot to start over there. So I'm like, we'll just take our dirt car over there, start the A main, and pull off. You know, that was our goal, but I worked really hard on the car, on a dirt car, to run that deal, and we ended up, running fifth my first night, running second in the heat race. I don't know if that was just luck or hard work or a little bit of both, but I thought the way them cars drove was a lot like when I drove the Silver Crown car, and we're running a Silver Crown right rear tire. So, I mean, all them factors together probably helped me out, but it was a lot of fun. It was close to home. I was home in bed by midnight, so that hardly ever happens when you got to go to Gas City on Friday. You're lucky to get home by 5 a.m. So,
yeah, and that's mainly because we're 4.5 hours away from the place. But also, one option you have is Waynesfield, which you're kind of towards that side of the state where that's not really that bad of a drive, and they've got a nice little program starting to develop over there, and there was a little uncertainty for a while, but it sounds like the non-wing sprint cars are going to be back there next year. How much does Waynesfield Racing factor into making that decision?
Well, I mean, that's my favorite track. When I ran the wing stuff, my favorite track was the I-96 half mile. And non-wing, I mean, I think Waynesfield is just as good a show as the Gas City or Kokomo show. It's just a little bit different of a show. It's not like quite the hammer down, you know, super, but a good low groove, really slick in the middle, and a really good cushion. It kind of reminds me of, Michigan people would probably say to them, it's kind of like the old battles like Brett Mann and whoever else ran the bottom at Hartford back in the local days. There's always somebody that's running the top, and there's always somebody running the bottom, and you can make either or work. And this year, there's a lot of lot better cars that ran there every week. Thomas Meswell ran every week. Scotty Weir ran like 10 shows. Westfall ran every week. I mean, to be able to go over there and run in the top five was tough. And we ran a couple seconds and a couple thirds, and we didn't quite get the win. But, next year, if they run a full season, we might be running down there quite a bit.
And that's always been a neat deal down there. Email inbox already filling up with questions here. Mudclod Bob emailing in wants to know if you stuck around for the feature at Kokomo on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we stuck around. We kind of were forced. The pit situation was kind of tight, so we wouldn't be able to get out anyway. But, yeah, I did stick around. I kind of went down there for a learning experience, and it was cool. I set up in the stands with the Simons, knowing them from Waynesfield, and Scotty was driving their car, and they've been trying to win a race with Scotty all last 2 years, and so it was cool that they won, because we're real good friends with all the Simons, Grandpa, and I mean, Grandpa's like 70-some years old. He can just sit in a chair, and he works every day to run that 22 car and put drivers in it and try to win big races, so it was a good deal for them guys to win.
That's a pretty neat story there, and a heck of a show. One thing you did manage to do, we mentioned it earlier, you won that Michigan versus Ohio challenge. How much did that mean to win that particular mini-series?
It was cool because, like I said, Waynesfield's a real tough place, and you got to finish up high enough at the Waynesfield shows to even have a chance to win it. Last year I finished third. Westfall ended up winning it, but this year it was between me and Steve Ott, and he's a regular at Gas City, and, so it was pretty tough to beat him, and then we had a bad heat race at the Waynesfield show. We had to start 18th, and we came up to 6th part of that series, so, it wasn't easy to win, so it was cool to get it, and their pro sponsored it, and they're one of my sponsors on my car, so I wanted to really win it because, it takes some more Engine Pro's money, I guess.
It's always good to do that. Keeping the coffers full is always a good thing. Now, one thing you already starting to work on 2011. You're going to be back with your own team, it sounds like, next year.
Yeah, I mean, I like doing my own deal. I really don't have to fight with somebody to where we're going to race or what we're going to do. And, as long as me and the wife can keep finding, sponsors, we got a lot of good product sponsors that helped us out this year. And if we can get them back on board, we didn't really tear up a lot of stuff. And, the Gertie motor we had ran really well. Didn't really have any trouble with that. We had a couple little issues, but it wasn't Gertie's fault. His ignition stuff that they had nothing to do with. But if we can just expand on our team, and, when you start a team, there's a lot of initial investment. So we don't have all that initial investment. We just got to freshen everything up and keep it going for next year.
Yeah, that sounds good. You're also a guy who has very diverse interests. You still doing any rock and roll deals, or is that kind of in the past?
I think the last show I played, and that's more my brother. He drives race cars too, and he's a guitar player in the band, and he knows how all the songs go. So if he doesn't want to do it, then we can't really pull it off. So it's kind of up to him.
It's kind of up to the lead guitar player. We were going to cue up your famous music video, but we couldn't get it queued up, unfortunately, for the intro. I know.
Well, it's on YouTube. I'm sure everyone's seen it. I went to Fremont a couple years ago when it started getting spread around. And really, my buddy Brian Keselowski, Brad Keselowski's brother, showed it to a bunch of people at PRI 2 years ago, and he happened to be hanging out with somebody that hung out with a Chuck Hebing's ex-car owner, and that spread on to Tim Allison and spread on to my brother-in-law, which if anything gets to my brother-in-law, it's going to be everywhere. So I kind of kept it a secret for about 3 or 4 years, and then as soon as Dan got a hold of it, it was out of control after that.
It ended up on our site for a while, too. So it's been everywhere. But you have a chance, look up Eyes of Dominance, and you'll see what Steve Irwin does in his free time. But speaking of the Keselowskis, it's something a lot of people don't know about you. You were a pit crew. You were an over-the-wall pit crew guy. Not only for him, but you've worked for some pretty famous company over the wall.
Yeah, I actually got my first initial start at Roush, and I was on the first truck team. They built a brand new truck team to bring Greg Biffle in, and then later on down the road, I switched over. They had a three truck team at times, and I got to work with Mike Bliss, which was cool because he's an open wheel guy, and you know when you go to ORP, they run Silver Crown trucks nationwide, cars 3 days in a row. So got to go down early and help Mike out when he drove George Snyder's Silver Crown car and, you know, stuff like that. So out of all the guys I could have randomly be paired with, it was cool to be paired with Bliss and doing that. And then I took a few years off and then started working with Keselowskis when Brad started driving out of the late models. And then when Brad moved on, you know, I did a bunch of ARCA stuff with Brian and then nationwide stuff with Brian in the last few years.
So that being said, is the Rush going over the wall? Anything like the Rush being behind the wheel?
Yeah, it is. It's actually kind of, it's not really the vibe of actually being a race car driver. I'm more parrot to, I played a lot of high school baseball and being part of a team. And it's more, to me, it felt more like playing baseball or playing a football game than it was being a race car driver.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting take on that. And Steve, I'm sure you have some people to thank also. It made your season possible for you.
Oh, yeah. First off, my wife, you know, we built this team together, and she worked hard all winter, and I worked hard all winter, and you know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to race and have this team and stuff like that. And like I said before, Engine Pros helped me out last couple of years, some products, and GME Steering, All-Star Performance, Leonard's Auto Body, Bell Helmets. They've helped me out the last 3 years. You know, they make real good helmets. I mean, I crashed real hard at Hartford last year and broke the helmet and, you know, nothing happened to me, so they got some good stuff.
I don't think they meant for you to be a crash test dummy, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was surprised. I mean, that was a pretty bad crash, and when you break your helmet, I mean, that's a pretty bad one. So I got that in my trophy room as, you know, crash stuff and trophies go in that room, and, you know, that's just part of racing, part of sprint car racing. But all those people helped me get going, and... Eric Slade does my shocks, and, you know, he's always helping me out. And, you know, if it wasn't for those people, we wouldn't be able to do it. And hopefully next year we can put a program together and do some more Spartan and maybe do some wing stuff again. I didn't get a chance to learn any wing stuff, but the focus is doing the dirt non-wing stuff again next year, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can run a little bit better in Ohio and Indiana.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight, and best of luck during the off season and up in the 2011.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Steve Irwin, your 2010 Michigan Traditional Sprint Car Champion. And I was kind of surprised when Steve ventured over with the dirt car over to Spartan, and he did really well the night I was there. Really, and I know Mud Claw Bob signed one night as well and did a real good job. He said second in the heat race, and one of the more versatile guys around here will jump into just about anything and drive the wheels off of it. Funny story, first time I actually really met Steve, we were at an indoor karting track. Really, this is before the turn of the decade. We were over there goofing around, and I followed him for a few laps in the indoor kart and saw him driving the absolute crud out of this little go-kart. Actually, this little, like, stock car-looking go-kart thing, actually picking the left front wheel off the ground, and this thing had no suspension at all. It was hustling this thing around here. I'm going, like, how in the world does this guy do that? And then to turn around and see him do it in the sprint car time after time was very interesting. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, and then we're going to have Levi Jones, your 2010 USAC Silver Crown Champion. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePROParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, tickling and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best rocket. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Breaking news. In the TJ Slideways inbox. Well, not really breaking. This has been in the works for a while, but very timely with today's guest. Media advisory for tomorrow involving one of the people involved, at least, is our next guest, who will be on in a few minutes. But on the pit lane of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway press conference, Randy Bernard at Kevin Miller, Roger Bailey, Tony George Jr., Brian Clausen, and Levi Jones. Apparently it says IndyCar USAC photo opportunity and announcement. So this could be big. Hopefully it's something to the nature of an Indy Lights ride for one of the USAC drivers. Hopefully one of the two. Preferably the one that's going to be on the show in a minute, but they've both been on. Either Levi or Brian or whoever wins the USAC Drivers Championship or whatever. But at 8:30 tomorrow morning, Eastern Time, on Wednesday at the pit lane Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the announcement for the USAC and the IZOD IndyCar Series. Apparently some sort of announcement where maybe, possibly, there'll be a way for somebody to get to the Indy 500. Now, the key to this deal, obviously, is going to be what kind of ride are they going to get. We've seen these kind of things before where there have been people have progressed, but they've not ended up in good equipment, and it has gone by the wayside. Hopefully, between Randy Bernard and Kevin Miller, they get right this time, and all the other people involved, and there's a good ride available for one of those drivers, and maybe someone else in the USAC, and also from years to come. Hopefully, it's a multiple-year program and not just a single year. So tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, some big news coming out of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We're going to take another break, and then we're going to bring on Levi Jones. We'll ask him about this, the Silver Crown Championship, leading the USAC Sprint Car Points, and whatever else we come up with. This is the Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePROParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
race teams. Take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers its value open wheel.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro, Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro, Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back to the Open Wheel Spectacular. My final guest of the evening is your 2010 USAC Silver Crown Series champion, and Levi Jones. How does it sound to hear that? Has it sunk in yet?
It really hasn't sunk in yet, but definitely something we wanted to accomplish, and this quite hasn't quite sunk in yet that we actually did it.
Yeah. Now, your season in the Silver Crown deal started out really well. You won the season opener, but then you kind of ran into a rough patch in the middle of the season. Did that kind of change the how you approached the races, or did you guys just go to the track and do the same thing pretty much you always planned on doing?
Well, we did have a couple races in there where after we won, but we did go to the Hoosier 100 and set on the pole, but we had got a flat tire towards the end coming back through with the new format, and then in Iowa we broke a drive shaft in the race. So, you know, we actually thought with two races being thrown out, it's almost like the chase for the Cup guys. We thought we were going to be in trouble, so we just shifted our attention to working on what we needed to do to win the races. And we had a really strong run at IRP where we ran second and then able to win Terre Haute and be on the pole and run third at Eldora to put ourselves in a position to have a chance to win it at Toledo.
When did you think, after that little tough stretch where you had the flat tire and the mechanical problem at Iowa, after that, when did you really start thinking, hey, not only we're winning races or doing getting close to winning races and winning races, but we're going to be right back in the hunt of this championship? Was there a particular race that kind of you felt like everything came back together there?
Well, I really didn't think we had a chance until right after Terre Haute, where we put ourselves 1 point behind Bud. He finally had a race where he had some trouble, so that gave us our break.
And we're talking literally to one of the hottest drivers in USAC, so hot the fire department's coming out. So Levi Jones the line. Not only are you hot in the Silver Crown car, but you're also tearing it up in the sprint car division this year, having a great year in the sprint car. You're leading the points there, looking for another championship, getting ready to head out west, and you've had several feature wins there this year. You're a single car team this year. How has that changed the approach for your USAC team?
Well, this year has been really good, and I have John and Eric and Brad working on my stuff, and Michael Lewis helps us with the pavement stuff, and does some other stuff at the shop for TSR. It's just we've really been able to focus on having stuff prepared and go to the races with a really good chance to win every night. I haven't been at the shop every day this year. Moved to Illinois and helping with our family business and all of that. So I've been really confident in the job they've done in preparing the race cars, and it's showed on the track.
Now, you're kind of a hands-on guy. Is it a little different not to be around the cars every day?
It definitely is, but, life changes and things change a little bit all the time. So, I've been able to go a day early or spend a couple days, in between at the shop. And for some reason, we've actually communicated with each other a lot better than we ever had, actually by the phone, and when I'm there, we're doing stuff that we want to get accomplished. Not, it's not so much just seeing each other every day and get stuck in a rut, I guess.
So it's, in a way, it was very refreshing. And one thing that's also different this year, you're not doing any of the USAC midget races. You did a handful of them. You did Midget Week and a few other starts. That obviously as a racer, you want to race as much as possible. But maybe did it help the team out, maybe not being spread so thin?
Whenever we race, we want to have a chance to win. And just the midget races that we ran, we were just doing some work on the motor stuff that we never really got accomplished with Chevy. The funding there to do it full time wasn't available. And so, I didn't have a chance to to win all those midget races, but you know, it gave us more time to focus on our sprint car and Silver Crown, and I hopefully will be able to finish off the sprint car championship, and you know, that was a reason why we were able to pay so much attention to those two.
And you've accomplished a lot now. You've got a Silver Crown championship, and you've won the sprint car championship several times. You've won some of the biggest non-wing sprint car races. What's left on your sprint car midget Silver Crown bucket list? What are like two or three things that you haven't accomplished yet that you really want to do before Levi Jones hangs up his helmet?
Well, there's two things, really. I mean, I want to win at DuQuoin and Springfield so bad in the Silver Crown. I mean, as a kid, those were two places that I went and watched and really, you know, fell in love with racing at those two places. And I've come so close and had so many chances. So, and I haven't been able to knock that door down yet. So I want to do that. And the Oval Nationals is something else. You know, started my sprint car career. Glenn Crosdale in California was one of the first people to give me a chance to drive his race car. And, you know, I tore so much of his stuff up, you know, learning everything and growing up as a race car driver, I'd really like to win at Paris. And last year we got a lot closer, and I've been on both sides of the podium there, and I'd really like to stand in the middle at that race.
Where does the Little 500 rank on that list?
The Little 500 is such a cool race. It's, you know, I've been able to run it a few times and lead laps, and we ran it this year, you know, with TSR, and we learned so much. We were really fast. We were probably the fastest car of the whole race there, and I think we learned a lot by just doing it together and learning how the pit stops work, and I feel really confident that we'll have a chance to win that race next year.
And that's one you could have up on the boss, too. You can go back and say, hey.
Yeah, I know. Whenever we were trying to decide to run that race or not, you know, Jimmy Carr just asked to make sure, and Tony was actually at the shop, and he said, that's one race he wants to run. I said, well, you're not running it this year. I'm driving it.
That's a pretty good deal. And Jimmy Carr is probably just happy to be on a fuel stop that was actually popular with the fans instead of
Yeah, that's true.
So it's that. Now, coming into the inbox, you and I talked about it off the air here a minute ago, but you have a big announcement coming up tomorrow, you and your teammate Brian Cawson along with Kevin Miller, and this has been in the works for a while. You've been one of the guys that Randy Bernard has really sat down with and tried to get something going between IndyCar and USAC, and you don't even know all the details of it yet, but it looks like this is all going to happen tomorrow morning. What have you and Randy talked about, and have you considered the talks positive to date?
Well, it's something we have talked about kind of as the years went along here, and you know, to get the Indy 500 and Indy cars back where they used to be and the popularity that they should be, you know, we need to have the best short track open wheel guys, you know, in that series, and he understands that and sees that is a goal that he needs to accomplish. So this is just the first step of many to create the buzz around Indy cars that, you know, that American short track open wheel guys can do it and you know, that we want to do it. So it'll be fun tomorrow, and it's just the first step of many to bring Indy cars and open wheel racing back to prominence.
And were you kind of surprised when Randy started coming up to you at the races? Did it kind of catch you off guard at first?
It definitely did, but, you know, he was, I think every USAC race he's been to, I've won this year, so I wish he would come to all of them. But, you know, he understands the business of it and the direction things need to go to make it great again.
And what was his thoughts on USAC racing when he saw you in the sprint car and stuff? How did he get into that? I mean, he probably had never seen it, you know, coming from the bull riding deal. What was his impression of USAC racing?
Well, he just couldn't believe the horsepower that our cars have compared to Indy cars and how close the racing is and how you learn to be a race car driver and what we do. So, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, USAC and IndyCar partnering up. I mean, I think we can have one of the best products to give a fan of any sport in the country. So that's what we need. That's what we're working at as a group.
And with that, I'd have to agree. You know, I'm glad it's caught his attention and stuff. And, you know, a lot of fans might be skeptical. We've seen deals in the past. I mean, you were kind of around when the IRL was involved with USAC before. What would you tell somebody that would make them feel differently, maybe to be a little less apprehensive about this announcement coming up?
Well, I think the big difference is whenever Randy and I first talked, we both said that we want it to be something that's not just, oh, a sprint car guy got to do Indy. We don't want it to be that. We want it to be where that's something else they can race and be successful in and win races and gain fans. So that's what made me excited about it, that it's not just something, you know, oh, okay, since I've won a Silver Crown Championship and, you know, a few sprint car titles, I get to do the IndyCar deal. I mean, it's not going to be that. It's just another avenue and another door open for good race car drivers.
I think that's an awesome deal. And I was reading through your press releases and stuff. Did I read it right? You're about ready to become a dad?
Yeah, anytime. It's actually been a long couple weeks here. So Heidi's ready anytime, and we're actually at the hospital today for the doctor's appointment, the last one, and. It could happen any time, so I'm going to wait and leave for Indianapolis later tonight and just go to the shop, sleep for a little bit, and go do that deal at Indy tomorrow and hopefully make it back in time.
So if we see him racing out of the press conference tomorrow, you'll know what's up. And congratulations. You know what you're having yet?
Little boy.
Oh, boy. So, well, that's awesome news, and I won't say that ask you if you're ready, because you're never really ready.
that's right. We've got everything at the house as ready as we possibly can, which is surprising. You know, it's been a really eventful year for me, but we're ready for the little one, and when he's ready to come into this world, I guess we'll have to be ready.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on the championship, and good luck out at Paris here coming up in a few weeks, and have fun tomorrow with that announcement.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Levi Jones. Known Levi for a long time. He's a great guy, one of the best you can know, and that's a big deal tomorrow. Co-announcement with the United States Auto Club, the Izod IndyCar Series, and the Firestone Indy Lights Series. Partnership announced tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning at the Speedway, and representing us will be Kevin Miller, Brian Clausen, and Levi Jones. So impending fatherhood, sprint car championship on the verge of, and the USAC Silver Crown Championship, I'd say Levi's got things going really well for him. So what a great way to end the show. And we have a great show for you next week. Already have guests scheduled. Kind of a novel concept for this show. sometimes we're calling people 10 minutes before the show trying to get them on. But Roger Slack's going to be on from Dirt Car. He's going to talk about the World Finals, what's going on with the World Racing Group, what we might expect with the World of Outlaws in 2011, special event-wise and such. So he's going to join us next week along with whoever else we can dig up to be on the show. I believe Scott Stein from Haas is scheduled next week, too. We're going to do a couple of weeks of Haas stuff because their season finale is on October 30th, probably the latest that deal's ever gone. Over at the Anderson Speedway. So we're going to be heading over there, it looks like, for that big show at Anderson. So we're going to do a couple of guests there and whoever else we can dig up. Once again, if you can't make this show in person during our regular scheduled time, catch the podcast. You can download it on demand at tjslideways.com. Subscribe on iTunes and listening on your mobile phone as well. Thank you for listening tonight to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. And until next week, try to keep the wheels down and make sure if you have a race near you to support a local short track and keep an eye on that announcement tomorrow. We'll have all the news on tjslideways.com. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheels.